All right, we're going to start on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Yeah, if you want to do that for me, then please do. But right now, we'll try to get started. We're up to Rav Ashi Omar, and we're about halfway through the Amud. If you want to count either down from Tosus Dibra Maskel Zeh or up from Tosus Dibra Maskel Rav Yehuda, either way, you should arrive at a line that starts with the word Ninhu. I would count about... you have it?
Yeah.
And the second word in the line is Ravina.
Yes.
That's one place we could start. But maybe we'll start a little bit earlier. If you go up three, four lines earlier, Rav Ashi.
Okay, I have that.
You have that. Rav Ashi. So the first word of the line is Mishalo, and then it says Hu, and then Rav Ashi. Now, Rav Ashi is coming to offer a new a new approach to an old issue. The issue was that the Pasuk says Lechaper in the Parasha Miluim. Now, keep in mind that in the Parasha Miluim, the Kohanim would spend 7 days preparing for the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, which was the 8th day. And the Torah says Lechaper, which teaches me that there's another occasion for which the Kohen has to prepare for 7 days before the 8th day, before he's ready. And the question is, what is that day that the Torah has in mind when it says Lechaper? Our Mishnah, at the beginning of this Masechta, assumes that Lechaper is a reference to Yom HaKippurim. Lechaper is the day of Kapara. And when it says, with regard to the days of Miluim, it says the extra word Lechaper in the Pasuk. So we're going to assume that the word Lechaper is, as we said before, referring to Yom HaKippurim. And the question that we raised is that when the Pasuk says, Kasher Asa B'Yom HaZeh Tziva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem, how do we know for sure that that Pasuk is in Lechaper is referring to Yom HaKippurim? Maybe, perhaps it could be referring to Rosh Hashanah, that we should prepare 7 days before Rosh Hashanah, or maybe it means we're referring to Chag HaTzeres. The Gemara had raised various possibilities. So Rav Ashi Omar, he says that we should assume for sure that there's a greater analogy between the days of Miluim and the days prior to Yom HaKippurim, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah or Atzeres. Donim par lechatos v'ayol. I'm sorry, par lechatos v'ayol la'ola. On Yom HaKippurim, there are two karbonos that have to be brought by the Kohen Gadol. One is called a par, and that's for the purpose of a chatos. The other is called an ayil, and that's brought for the purpose of a karbon ola. And all this is recorded by the Torah in Parshas Achrei Mos, Vayikra Tezayin. It says, Bezos yavo Aron el HaKodesh, Bepar ben bakar lechatos, v'ayil la'ola. And in the Parsha Miluim, in Vayikra Tes, we also have a par lechatos and an ayil la'ola. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer el Aaron, kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatos, v'ayil la'ola. So Rav Ashi says that there's a striking similarity between the karbonos that are brought during the Yemei HaMiluim and the karbonos that are brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. And therefore, we have an equation, an analogy between Yom HaKippurim and Yemei HaMiluim. And just like in Yemei HaMiluim, we need 7 days of preparation, so too the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim needs 7 days of preparation. Lafuke, and this is the exclusion of Rosh Hashanah Vatzeres, the Chavayu Olos Ninhu, that both with regard to Rosh Hashanah and with regard to Chag Hatzeres, the carbon, whether it be the par or the aisle, is always as an ola, as a carbon ola. There's no par that is brought neither on Rosh Hashanah nor on Atzeres as a carbon chatos. And yet in Miluim we have a par lechatos. And in Yom HaKippurim we have a par lechatos. And that gives us the striking resemblance between Yom HaKippurim and Yimei HaMiluim. And Rav Ashi basically is killing two birds with one stone. He's explaining why we're excluding Atzeres. He's explaining why we're excluding Rosh Hashanah. And he's answering both those questions by telling us that on neither of those dates do we have a par lechatos. We only have karbonos of olos, but we don't have a karbon chatos. Now, with regard to this question, that the word lechaper in the parasha Miluim, we wanted to know why don't we derive from that pasuk lechaper a din of prisha for karbonos yochid. You remember that if an individual brings a karbon, then the kohen has to be makriv the karbon, and when the kohen does so, it's lechaper. It also brings a kapara, albeit for one individual. Or, for example, in the case of regolim, we have karbonos tzibur that are brought on the shalosh regolim, and perhaps we should say that the lechaper in the parasha Miluim is referring to the shalosh regolim. And then, of course, we ask the question about Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres. So now Ravino Amar, he's going to give another answer as to why the choice for this equation to Yemei HaMiluim is Dafka Yom HaKippurim. How do we know that Lechaper in the parasha of Yemei HaMiluim is referring to Yom HaKippurim? Donin Avoda Bekoin Godol, Me Avoda Bekoin Godol, Lafuki Kulu Kushyosan, Delav Avoda Bekoin Godol Ninu. With regard to both Miluim and Yom HaKippurim, the central figure is the Kohen Gadol. And in the cases, for example, of a Karban Yochid, or for example, the Shalosh Regolim, Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres, there the Avoda is not specifically the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is not singled out for the Avoda. The Avoda of all those Karbonos can be performed by any Kohen. Masha Enkin on Yom HaKippurim, there the Torah says in Vayikra Perek Tes, when I say Vayikra Perek Tes, my mistake, what I'm referring to is the Kohen Gadol, meaning Aaron HaKohen in the Miluim. There it says Vayakrev Aaron El HaMizbeach, Vayikrev Aaron El HaMizbeach, Vayishchodes Egel HaChatos HaShalo. So there's a specific karbon which has to be brought by Aaron, by the Kohen Gadol, and that's true also in Yom HaKippurim. Therefore, says Ravina, it makes sense that if we take the word lechaper in the parsha of Miluim, we should compare it to Yom HaKippurim. Ika Diamri, we have another version now of Ravina's statement. Amar Ravina Dunin Avoda Tchila. Me avoda tchila lafuki hani delav tchila ninu. There's a very striking resemblance between the Miluim and the avoda of Yom HaKippurim. The avoda of Yom HaKippurim is called an avoda tchila. We'll see what that means in a minute. And the avoda of Miluim is an avoda tchila. So the Gemara says, my tchila? What do you mean by tchila? I mean, in the case of Miluim, we could begin to understand what the word tchila means. It's like the first avoda. So the Gemara says, ilem, if you're going to tell me that avoda tchila means tchila b'koin gadol, then on Yom HaKippurim, the Avoda has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. He's called the Avoda Rishona. And the first one to be makriv all the korbanos in the Mishkan is going to be the Kohen Gadol at the end of Yemei Amiluim. So the Gemara says, Hayu Kamaisa, then you're really just repeating the same version of Ravina that we just had. And that is that Ravina says that the central figure of both Yom HaKippurim and the Yemei Amiluim is the Kohen Gadol. Now you're just giving it a fancy title, calling it Avodah Tchila, but basically you're repeating the same thing that we had in the first version. Ella, so the Gemara says, no. What does the word Tchila mean? Avodah Tchila Bamakom. It's the first Avodah in that particular place. On Yom HaKippurim, the Avodah in the Kodesh Kadoshim is the first Avodah in the Kodesh Kadoshim. In the case of Miluim, there also, it's the first Avoda that's being done, that's being performed in the Mishkan. After the Akomas on Mishkan on the 1st of Nisan, the 8th day of Miluim, the Avoda is considered the first Avoda that's being done on the Mizbeach, and these are the first Karbonos that are being brought on the Mizbeach, and they will be brought on the 8th day of Miluim. So let's isolate the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach never had an Avoda before the 8th day of Miluim. And the Kodesh Kadoshim never had an Avoda before Yom HaKippurim. So the first Lishna that we had earlier of Ravina, he was talking about the fact that the Kohen Gadol is the central figure. Now we're saying that the location is significant, and we have a striking similarity between Yom HaKippurim and Yemei Miluim in terms of location. Then in both cases, in this location, it's the first time that we're doing an Avodah. Again, in the case of Yom HaKippurim, it's the first time of the year. It's also going to be the last time of the year. And we can derive Yom HaKippurim from Miluim, either because in the first Lishna they're both in Kohen Gadol, and the second Lishna because they're both Tchila, and it means this is the first Avod. Now, back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we brought a din from our Mishnah that we have to separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days from his house, and that means before Yom HaKippurim, we separate him from his wife. And that's what we have to do. And that's derived from the pasuk in the parasha of Yemei Miluim. But you may recall that there's another parallel case of Hafrasha of the Kohen. And that is for the Kohen HaSoreif Es HaPorah. The Parah Duma had to be burnt, and it had to be burnt by a specific Kohen who was chosen for that Avodah. Okay, so that Avodah, which is called Sreifas Parah Aduma, that has to be done after 7 days of Prisha. And we derived it from the same Pasuk in Miluim, but from a different word in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lasos Lechaper Aleichem. Lechaper, we said, is referring to Yom HaKippurim, and we gave many different reasons why. But the word Lasos, that's referring to the Sreifa of the Parah Aduma. And we have to be mafrish the Kohen HaSoreif Es HaPorah for 7 days before he performs this special Avoda of Sreifas Parah Aduma. Ki Asa Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omar, he declared, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Masni Tarte. Rabbi Yochanan, back in Eretz Yisrael, only derived one Prisha, one din of Prisha from this parsha of Miluim, whereas Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi back in Eretz Yisrael derived two parshios of Prisha. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada, Rabbi Yochanan only derived one parsha, because it says, "Kasher asa b'yom hazeh tziv Hashem lasos lechapar aleichem elu ma'ase yom ha-kippurim." So the word lasos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is only an introduction to the word lechapar. Lasos lechapar, you take those two words together as one inseparable unit, and those two words are a reference to the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. That's called lasos lechapar. But then we get to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Masni Tarte. He wants to derive two parshios from this pasuk. Lasos elu maaseh para. The word lasos is coming to establish a requirement of prisha for the Kohen Asorif Esapara. And lechaper elu maaseh Yom HaKippurim establishes a chiv prisha for the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chado, could it be that Rabbi Yochanan contradicts our Mishnah? Vanantnan, our Mishnah opens up Masechta Yoma by saying Shivas Yomim Kodem Yom HaKippurim V'Shivas Yomim Kodem Sreifas HaPora Mafrishim Kohen Hasor HaPora V'Beso. So we see that there's a law of Prisha that's formulated in our Mishnah, both with regard to Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim and with regard to the Kohen who burns the para. Now, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, both Lasos and Lechaper refer to Yom HaKippurim, then we really have no source in the Torah for the law of Prisha, which is codified in our Mishnah, regarding the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara. So the Gemara comes up with a radical interpretation of the halacha prisha with regard to the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Maila B'Alma. And Maila B'Alma means that the Chachamim rabbinically instituted this requirement of prisha with regard to the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara. And there's no biblical source, there's no Doraisa halacha of Prisha with regard to Kohen HaSorif HaSapara. It's only a Maila B'Alma. Maila B'Alma means to uplift, so to speak, to upgrade the status of the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara. We're going to require that he be Poresh for 7 days. And you may recall, just for the sake of review, the reason why it's so critical to require Prisha in the case of the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara is because we deliberately will be metame the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara. We will force him to be a Tvul Yom. And that's based on the controversy between the Tztukim and the Prushim. And the Tztukim claimed that if the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara is a Tvul Yom, which means that he went to mikveh today to be mitar himself and purify himself, but he hasn't yet had Harif Shemesh, the sun hasn't set yet, then he still is Tomei, and he cannot possibly be a candidate for the Avoda of Sreifas Parah. The Chachamim rejected this, and they were of the opinion that even a Tvul Yom is Tahar, he's purified enough, so that he could be a Sreifas Parah. And in order to demonstrate their rejection of the position of the Tztukim, they would deliberately be metame the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara, make him into a Tvul Yom. However, there are other tumors that are much more severe, and they don't lend themselves to a Tvul Yom. So we have to be very careful that the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara realizes that he has to be careful about Tumah Vitara. Again, he'll go to Mikveh because he's a Tvul Yom, but he has to be careful and not come in contact with any other Metamim, any other sources of Tumah that would convey Tumah to him. and therefore he has a chovas prisha, he has to be poresh and separate himself to make sure and guarantee that he won't come in contact with any other tumah. And that's a milah bi'alma. That's only a rabbinic enactment for the sake of guaranteeing that this kohen aser v'sapor by leaving his house will not in any way incur a more severe and serious level of tumah. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, V'ha Omar Rav Minyumomi Bar Chilkia, Omar Rav Machasya Bar Idi, Omar Rav Yochanan. There's a string here of tradition that brings us all the way back to Rav Yochanan. And they claim that Rav Yochanan said the following, that when it says in the Pasuk Asher Asa Bayom HaZeh, Siva Hashem Lasos Lechapar Lechem Lasos Elu Maisepara Lechapar Elu Maisa Yom HaKippurim. Here we see a different transmission of Rabbi Yochanan's position, in which Rabbi Yochanan derives the Chiyuv Prisha not only of the Kohen Gadol, who's going to do the Avodah of Yom HaKippur, but even on the Kohen who is Soref HaSapora. He has to be Porish, and that Chiyuv Prisha is derived from the Pasuk Lasos, Elu Mai Sapora. And that is not, reconcilable with Rav Dimi. When he came from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that no, the Torah only required Prisha in the case of the Kohen Gadol, and any Prisha requirement in the case of the Kohen Aser V'Sapor is only a Maila B'Alma to rabbinic invention. So the Gemara answers, Hahu Dirabe, which means the following, that when we said before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that there's a chovas prisha for the kohen asorif and sapora, which is derived from a pasuk, that's not really Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, but rather that was Rabbi Yochanan, the name of his Rebbe. Okay? And how do we know this? Because the Chiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Bishum Rabbi Yishmael, he said that Rabbi Yochanan told us in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that Lasos Elu Maisa Par Lechap Elu Maisa Kippurim, Yom HaKippurim. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan, when he said that the word Lasos is teaching me on a biblical level, that the Kohen Aser V'Sapor has to be Parish Mi Beiso for 7 days, that he said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. But he himself, Rabbi Yochanan, had a different view, as we saw Rav Dimi quoting in his name, that we do not derive from this Pasuk the Chovas Prisha, because the Chovas Prisha in the case of the Kohen Aser V'Sapor is only a Maila B'Alma, and it's not derived from the Pasuk in the Torah. Only the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim is derived from the Parasha in the Torah. Just to summarize, we have two approaches to the status of the obligation of Prisha in the case of the Kohen Aser V'Sapor. And these are based on two different readings of the Pasuk Lasos Lechaper. If Lasos Lechaper means the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim is Lasos Lechaper, then we have to downgrade the requirement of Prisha in the Kohen Aser V'Sapor to the level of a Maila B'Alma. It's only a rabbinic institution. But whereas if we say that Lasos and Lechaper are two different parashios, and Lasos is a reference to Kohen Aser V'Sapor, whereas Lechaper is a reference to the Kohen Gadol, who is going to do the Avodah Yom HaKippurim, then we upgrade the status of Chovas Prisha in the case of Kohen Aser V'Sapor to that of a Doraisa. And that means, as I said before, that Lasos is clearly to be interpreted as referring to the Kohen Aser V'Sapor. Now, one question that we might want to ask is there any nafgimina between classifying the Chovas Prisha, the Kohen Asorif, as Doraisa or as a Durabonon, as a Maila Osubiyus? And although I'm not ready to answer that question because we haven't seen the head-on sugi about the nafkamina between the two, what I would say at least is conceptually there's a major difference. Because I would say that if Prisha is Doraisa, not only in the case of Kohen Gadol for Yom HaKippurim, but also in the case of Kohen Asorev, then Prisha is what we call a Machshir for the Avodah. Do you follow what I mean by a Machshir? A Machshir meaning it will set up the status of the Kohen as being qualified for his avoda. In the case of the Kohen Gadol needs the Prish in order to establish his candidacy and his qualification to do the avoda of Yom HaKippur. In the case of the Kohen Sore for Sapora, he needs Prisha in order to set himself up at and gain that status of a Kohen who's qualified to do the Sreifa HaSapora. If, on the other hand, Sreifa HaSapora is not a biblical requirement, if it's only a Maila B'Alma, then I would say it's not a Machshir, it's not something that is critical to give him and upgrade him to the status of a qualified Kohen for the Sreifa HaSapora. It's just an embellishment to guarantee that he is in a state of tara, and it could very well be that, and this could be a nafkamina, what happens if the Kohen, who is a sorry for Sapporo, was not in fulfillment of Prisha? Could be that his sorry for Sapporo would in any event be valid. I'm not sure what the din would be, neither in the case of a Kohen Gadol who was lacking Prisha and did the Avod on Yom HaKippur without Prisha, nor in the case of Kohen HaSor V'Sapora if he was lacking Prisha. Could be that in both cases the Avod of the Eved would be fine, but at least L'Chatchila, he's not the right man for the job. He has not really been machshir himself and qualified himself for that, again in the case of the Kohen Gadol, for that Avod, in the case of the Kohen, for the Parah, for Sreif. Amalei Reish Lakish L'Rab Yochanan Mehecha Ka Yalfis La. You agree that there's a biblical requirement of Prisha in the case of Kohen Gadol for the Avodas Yom HaKippur. Where do you derive it from? Miluim, from the Parsha of Miluim. Ima Miluim Kol HaKosuv Ben Me'akev Behem Af Hochanami Kol HaKosuv Ben Me'akev Behem. We have a rule in the Parsha of Miluim, that whatever the Torah commands the Kohanim to prepare for their ultimate avoda on the eighth day is ma'akev b'hem. It means if they omitted any particular segment of the avoda, then the din of Miluim is out the window, so to speak, down the tubes. The Gemara is going to dash in this later on, that every single detail that was mandated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Yom Miluim is critical, and in the absence of the fulfillment of any of those details, we're lacking in the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Yomei HaMiluim. It's a no deal. And that's called Kol HaKosuv Bahen Miyakev Bahen. Everything that's written in the Torah is critical. It is absolutely indispensable. And in the Torah, in the case of Miluim, but also now in the case of Yom HaKippur, the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol, is we should apply the same yardstick, the same regulation that Kol HaKosuv Bahen Miyakev Bahen. That means that the Kohen Gadol was not Poresh for 7 days before Yom HaKippurim, then he cannot do the Avoda. That's the conclusion we should derive from the equation here between Yom HaKippurim and the Prisha requirement and the case of Miluim. Because in Miluim we say Kol HaKosuv B'Parasha is Ma'akev B'Hem. V'chitei Machinami, maybe you'll say that I have no leg to stand on, says Reish Lakish, because maybe Enochinami, if the Kohen Gadol was not Poresh for 7 days before the Avoda of Yom HaKippur, maybe the Avoda is completely disqualified. Well, that can't be, because Hatnan, we have a Mishnah that says U'mesakinon U'maskinon Lo Kohen Acher, that we set up a second string Kohen Gadol in event that the first Kohen Gadol became possible, and we're going to replace him with the second Kohen Gadol. V'loktani, it doesn't say mafrishim. The Torah didn't, the Mishnah didn't indicate that we have to take the second string Kohen Gadol and take him out of his house for 7 days before Yom Kippur, because in event that there'll be a psul in the first Kohen, then he'll fulfill Tachtov and replace the first Kohen. No requirement of Prisha is mentioned in our Mishnah, and therefore we have to assume that the second Kohen Gadol could do the Avodah, if need be. He's the fallback Kohen Gadol. He'll replace the first Kohen Gadol who Irab Apsul, even though he's lacking Prisha. So you see clearly that Prisha is not critical. It's not indispensable. And therefore, Reish Lakish raises this objection to Rabbi Yochanan. If you're basing the din and the chiyuv of Prisha and Kohen Gadol for Yom HaKippurim on an equation with Miluim, then why don't we apply the principle of Kol HaKosu Bahen Miyakav Bahen V'chi Temen? If you'll say my maskinin, what does the Mishnah mean when it says we set up a second string Kohen Gadol in event? Maybe it means mafrishin. That maybe the word maskinon doesn't mean that we just say notify, you know, give him a phone ring and tell him as a warning you might have to step in from the bullpen and replace the Kohen Gadol. Maybe the word maskinon means mafrishin, that we have to take him out of his house and separate him from his family, from his wife, in order to be mekayim that critical requirement of prisha. And to the same extent that the first Kohen Gadol needs prisha, and that's critical according to the Hava Mina now, so too the second Kohen Gadol has a critical, absolutely indispensable requirement of prisha. So if that be the case, then why didn't the Mishnah use the language of mafrishin? In the opening statement it says mafrishin Kohen Gadol. In the second statement it says misakninan Kohen Gadol. Listen, O Idi V'Idi, Misakninon, O Idi V'Mafreshinon. If the requirement of Prisha applies not only to the first string Kohen Gadol, but also to the second string Kohen Gadol, then the Mishnah should have been consistent in its language, and either use the word Misakninon in both cases, the first Kohen Gadol and the second string Kohen Gadol, or the word Mafreshin in both cases. So from the fact that the Mishnah separates, and when it comes to Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol, it says Mafreshinon, which means we take him out of his house, and with regard to the Kohen who's the replacement Kohen Gadol, it says Misakninon, you see clearly that as far as the second string Kohen Gadol, we're not going to be Mafreshin Mibeso. And if the Kohen Gadol, in event that he became Posel, the Kohen Sheni will replace the Kohen Rishon, even though he wasn't Poresh, he didn't have Prisha. So you see clearly that Prisha is not Makeves, and therefore the Avodah is valid even without Prisha. And Rabbi Yochanan says then, why don't we compare it to Miluim, where we saw that the din with regard to Miluim is Kol HaKosu Bahen, Mi'akiv Bahen. Omaleis, Rabbi Yochanan responds to Reish Lakish, and he says, Elamar Mehecha Yolifle. He speaks to Reish Lakish in the third person. He calls him Mar, as if to say, Adoni, you know, my master. From whence do you derive the din of Prisha, which is codified in our Mishnah? Omaleis, Reish Lakish says, I don't derive it from the parish of Miluim, because then it would be Likuva, but rather I derive it from Har Sinai. Misinai, right? Moshe, before he enters in to the Machne Shechina, and before he goes up to the mountain to receive the Torah at Har Sinai, he was Poresh. How do I know he was Poresh? Dichsiv, the Torah tells us at the end of Parashas Mishpatim, it says, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. Vayechaseu ha'anon sheshes yomim vayikrael Moshe vayom ha'shvi mitoch ha'anon. So the Pasuk says that the Shechina of the glory of Hashem rested on Har Sinai, and there was a cloud for 6 days that covered the mountain, and then vayikrael Moshe vayom ha'shvi, and God calls out to Moshe on the seventh day, and the clouds had already surrounded the mountain for already 6 days previously. So Michliksiv, it says Vayikrael Moshe Bayom Hashvi. God calls out to Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day Mitoch Hanan, and it's clear that this Hanan, this cloud, covered up Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days earlier. Right? Because it says that the cloud surrounded and then the voice of God came out on the Yom HaShvi. It makes sense, therefore, to interpret the Pasuk as if the cloud had surrounded Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days, and now on the seventh day the voice came out to Hashem, of Hashem, and Vayikrael Moshe. So, my Sheshes Yomim, so why did the Pasuk have to say that the Anan, that these clouds were in the formation of surrounding Vayichaseu Sheshes Yomim for 6 days? It could have just said Vayichaseu Hanan Vayikra El Moshe B'Yom HaShvi. We would have understood that this was at the culmination of 6 days previously. And the answer is Zebona Av. This is teaching me a binyan Av. Shekol Ad Nichnas B'Mach Neshchina Ton Prisha Sheshes Yomim Kodem Lachem. The Torah is giving us a general rule that by emphasizing that the Anan surrounded the mountain for 6 days, which we said was completely superfluous, just could have said that Hashem called out to Moshe from the Anan on the seventh day. But the Torah went out of its way to tell you that the Anan circled the mountain for 6 days, to tell me that since the Anan that is surrounding the Machne Shechina, because at this point in time it says that Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, and when the glory of Hashem comes down, it descends upon Har Sinai. That means that we have here what we call a Machne Shechina, and anyone who enters into a Machne Shechina, says Reish Lakish, needs Prisha for Sheshes Yomim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Porish for Sheshes Yomim in order to prepare himself to go into this serious situation or reality of entering into the Anan, which again that Anan circles a Machne Shechina, and for that the prerequisite is going to be Prisha. Now, in the case of the Kohen Gadol, he's about to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim on Yom HaKippurim, and that's called a Machne Shechina. He has to be Poresh for a period of time, let's say 6 days before he enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now we have to ask two questions. Is it true then, according to Reish Lakish, that the Kohen Gadol only needs 6 days of Prisha? That's a bit difficult. And secondly, if we're saying that the reason why the Kohen Gadol requires Prisha is because he's entering into the Machne Shechina of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the entire enterprise of Prisha should be Likuva. It should be absolutely critical. Now, Reish Lakish, who raised an objection to Rabbi Yochanan, he said, well, we have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah has a second string Kohen Gadol, who's appointed and designated in event that he has to fill in for the first Kohen Gadol, and the second Kohen Gadol doesn't require Prisha. But now that Reish Lakish is deriving the requirement of Prisha from Har Sinai, and called Nichnas Lemachne Shechina is Ton Prisha, he needs Prisha, that should be Likuva. That should be something that's absolutely indispensable. So the second Kohen Gadol, he needs Prisha as well. So the Gemara asks the first question and says, Vanan Shiva Tanai. Our Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol has to be Poresh 7 days. So according to you, Reish Lakish, if we're deriving it from the 6 days in which the mountain was surrounded by the Anan, then the maximum ceiling required to preach should be 6 days, not 7 days. So the Gemara answers that the Chiyuv Prisha really extends only for 6 days. And that's fine. That's sufficient. But Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserahi, our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah, the Chayish. He's worried. Here we turn to the Avdalah Amin Aleph. L'tumas Beso. we have to worry about the fact that maybe the Kohen Gadol wasn't so careful, and he had an intimate relationship with his wife, and in the worst case scenario, maybe his wife had dam, she saw dam at the time of the intimate relationship. His status now, the Kohen Gadol having had its relationship with a Nida, is called a Boel Nida, and the din of a Boel Nida, as formulated by the Pasuk in Vayikra Tezvav, V'yim Shachov Yishkav Isho Sa, V'tiyad Nidasa Olav, V'tomei Shivas Yomim. So what we have to worry about is the possibility that the Kohen Gadol may have contracted Tumah, and what kind of Tumah? The Tumah of Boel Nida, and in that case, he's Tomei even after the 6 days. He needs a seventh day, because a Boel Nida is Tomei for Shivas Yomim, as the Torah says, V'tomei Shivas Yomim. So now the Kohen Gadol, if you're only Poresh, if you're only Mafreshim Mibesel for 6 days, then we have to worry about the possibility that before the 6 days, he had a relationship with his wife, she turned out to be a Nida, and now if you count 6 days, he still is disqualified for the Avod of Yom Kippur, because he's still in a state of Tumah. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as formulated in our Mishnah, we have to add another day of Prisha, Mibeso, a seventh day. So it comes out that according to Reish Lakish's presentation, the concept of Prisha is really made up of two distinct segments. There's 6 days that are derived from Har Sinai, because the Anan circled Har Sinai for 6 days, and then we're going to add another day of Prisha to expand it to seven, because of a chashash that maybe he contracted Tumas Nida, he was a Boel Nida, and he needs a seventh day. Amar le Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Bishleim Lididi, my approach makes more sense. Why? The Yalfina Mimiluim. We derive it from the Chovas Prisha is derived from Miluim. Behind the Sanyan, I'll prove it to you from a Brisa. Zev is Zev, whether it's the Kohen Gadol who serves on Yom Kippurim or the Kohen Asorif Esapora, each one is Mazin Olav Kol Shiva. We need 7 days of Hazoya. So there's 7 days of Prisha, and during these 7 days of Prisha, we're going to do Hazoya. And why is that so? Mikol Chatos Shahoyu Sham, from what's called the Efer Paraduma, which is after we burn the Paraduma, we reduce it to ashes, we add certain water to the ashes, and we make a concoction. And that concoction is going to be used for Hazoya. And this is all a reference to Chatos, Shohayu Sham. And that word Chatos here is a reference to Efer Paraduma. And the reason why we need the Hazah, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, is the Havi Nami Hazah B'miluit. Because the requirement of Prisha of Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim is a mirror image, and derived from, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Miluim. And with regard to the Chovas Prisha that we derive from Miluim, we need Hazoya on the Kohen during the Yimei HaPrisha. So that Miluim now becomes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the paradigm for the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim. And just like in the case of Prisha for Miluim, we required Hazoya, so too in the case of Prisha of the Kohen Gadol for Yom HaKippur, we're going to require Hazah. All that fits in beautifully with Rabbi Yochanan. But according to you, Reish Lakish, Al-Didach, the Yolfis Mi-Sinai, that the entire enterprise and the Chovas Prishas derived from our Sinai, Hazah B'Sinai Mi-Havi? I mean, is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he entered into the Machne Shechina, he had Hazah? That's impossible. So the question is, how do you, Reish Lakish, derive the requirement of Hazah of the Kohen Gadol who serves on Yom HaKippurim, or the Kohen HaSofer Sapar for that matter, during that Prisha? Bishleim, according to me, I have an analogy to the Yimei HaMiluim. So Rav Yochanan's analogy to Yimei HaMiluim teaches me that Zev Zev Mazin Olav Kol Shiva. That just like we have Hazah in the 7 days of Miluim, we'll require Hazah in the 7 days of Prisha for the Kohen Gadol. But if you're deriving Prisha of the Kohen Gadol from Sinai, there was no Hazah at the time of Har Sinai. So what's the basis and the source, according to you, Reish Lakish, for the Kohen Gadol who serves on Yom Kippurim, or the Kohen of Sofis Apar, that he requires Hazah? Amalais, Reish Lakish says in response to defend himself, Ule Taimech Minicha, is it really fine and smooth and dandy, according to your understanding, that we derive Chovas Prisha from Miluim? Minicha b'miluim, do I understand the din of Hazah in Miluim? What was the Hazah? The Hazah was Dam HaKarbonos. But in the case of Kohen Gadol, whose Poresh Ribeso Yom HaKippurim, the requirement of Hazah, well, for that matter, also the Kohen HaSorv support, the requirement of Hazah is B'mayin. Mayin means the concoction called Efer Chatos, or Efer Paraduma. So you also have to understand and teach me from where do we derive the requirement of Hazah during the days of Prisha, both in the case of Kohen Gadol and the Kohen HaSorv. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if that's your issue, holo kasha, that doesn't bother me. That kasha doesn't bother me. The Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Chia, and Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dom. Now we have a principle that with regard to the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't have the same status as the Kohen during the Me'am Iluim that brought Karbonos and the dam was used for Hazah, and that's the source for Hazah. But what we do have is Mayim Tachas Dam. That the Mayim, in the case of Prishas Kohen Gadol, is a replacement for the Hazah of Dam in the Yemei HaMiluim. So there is Hazah in Yemei HaMiluim, albeit not Hazah of Mechatos, like it is in the case of Prisha, Kohen Gadol, etc. But nevertheless, there is a din of Hazah. And what is that din of Hazah? The Hazah of Dam. El Lididach, but Rabbi Yochanan points out to Reish Lakish that he, Reish Lakish, is still in trouble because he derives the Chov of Prisha from Sinai. Hazah v'Sinai Mehavu. Back to the old question. There was no Hazah at the time of Har Sinai. Amalei, so Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. As far as the strict letter of the law is concerned, there was no biblical requirement of Hazah, neither in the case of the Kohen Gadol called Shiva before Yom HaKippurim, nor in the case of the Kohen who is the Sorif HaSapar. But rather, Maila B'Alma, the whole enterprise of Hazah is a rabbinic enactment that the Kohen Gadol who does the service of Yom HaKippurim, they made him a Maila. They treated him with kid gloves, meaning with a very special process of purification, and they required Hazah. And according to Reish Lakish, why did they feel compelled to upgrade the status of the Kohen Gadol and give him that Maila, which is going to be actualized through Hazah? And the answer is because the Kohen Gadol, as we saw in Reish Lakish, is entering into the Machne Shechina. So if he's entering to the Machne Shechina, we want to give him the greatest, you know, most profound level of Tara. And that's going to require Hazah. What about the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara? And there we're going to apply the principle of Maila B'Alma based on the fact that we're fighting against the Tzedukim. And in order to demonstrate to everyone that we require purification, but not to the disqualification of a Tful Yom, therefore we're going to require Hazah. And in truth, according to Reish Lakish, the Maila B'Alma is a twofold Maila. It encompasses both the Chovas Prisha and the Chovas Hazah. So the Prisha and Hazah now become one entity, which is the highest level of purification, and we're going to activate that level in order to fulfill the requirement of Maila B'Alma. And that's all according to Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we're not going to use Har Sinai to derive the halacha of Prisha. We're going to derive the halacha of Prisha from Miluim. And then you'll ask me, well, if you're requiring Prisha, I meant to say Prisha, I don't know if I said Prisha. If you're requiring Prisha based on Miluim, then we should assume that Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Bohen, which was the objection of Reish Lakish, and we don't find in the Gemara an explicit answer to this question, but if you'll ask me another question, why we require Hazah in the case of Kohen Gadol HaPorei Shivas Yomim, that requirement of Hazah is going to be derived from the Hazah of the Yemei HaMiluim, albeit in a certain switch, because whereas the Hazah in Yemei HaMiluim is Hazah's Dama Karbonos, Hazah B'Yemei Precious Kohen Gadol Lifnei Yom HaKippurim is Hazah of Mechatos, but nevertheless, the fundamental requirement of Hazah we derive from the Parsha Miluim. So we derive two things from the Parsha Miluim. Number one, Prisha, and number two, Hazah. Both of these are derived from Miluim in the case of Kohen Gadol HaPoresh Shivas Yomim Mibeso Lifnei Yom HaKippur. Now we get back to Reish Lakish. Omar le Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Bishlema lidi di alfina mimi luim. I derive the Chovas Prisha of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur from miluim. Hainu desanya. I understand very well the Brisa, and the Brisa says zev is zeh. Both the case of the Kohen Gadol who's serving on Yom Kippur and the case of the Kohen Asor v'Sapora. Regarding each one of these, kol echad mem, mazin olav kol shiva, during the 7 days of Prisha, they're going to have hazah, and mikol chatos, and we're going to use for hazah the efer of the paraduma, that's called kol chatos. Shahayu sham in the Migdash. And the reason for hazah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is dahavi nami hazah b'miluin. Just that the Azov Miluim was with Dam, and now the Azov, the Kohen Gadol, is going to be with Mechatos. El Lididot Yalfis Misinai Azov Besina Mehava. From whence do we arrive? Hazah. So we said that in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to derive Hazah because the Azov Sadam is going to be replaced in the case of Kohen Gadol with Hazah Mechatos. According to you, Rabbi Reish Lakish, how do we derive the halacha of Hazah? Why is there a requirement of Hazah? After all, in Har Sinai there was no Hazah. And the answer is, Maila B'Alma. Tanya Kavosi, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavosi, the Reish Lakish. Tanya Kavosi, the Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Braisa to support Rabbi Yochanan. And the Braisa quotes the Pasuk in Avodas Yom HaKippur Vayikra Tezayit. It says, B'Zos Yavo Aron Al HaKodesh V'Par Ben Bakor L'Chatos V'Ayla Olah. And this pasuk is actually redundant. It's so totally superfluous. And the reason for that is because earlier, as we'll see in the Gemara, this was already indicated by the Torah. So we're going to darshan that when it says Bizos Yavo Aron Al HaKodesh, we have another pasuk that says, I shouldn't say another pasuk, but we're going to read it as if it says, "Bizos haTorah yavo Aron el Hakodesh." B'mesh haOmer b'inyan, Aaron should come on Yom HaKippurim el Hakodesh, in the same way that we have it in that context. My mi, what's the context? B'inyan miluim. In the case of miluim, ma Omer b'miluim. Binyan Miluim, Aaron Piresh Shiva, Vishimesh Yom Echot, Umosha Masalo Kol Shiva, Kidela Chancho Bavoda, Aflidoros, Kohen Gadol, Poresh Shiva, Umeshamish Yom Echot, Ushne Tamiri Chachom, Mitamir of Shal Moshe. So we have now in this Braisa a mirror image between Miluim and Yom HaKippur. In Miluim, Aaron was Poresh for 7 days. During that course of 7 days, he did the Avodah in the Mishkan at the culmination of the 7 days. And that's on the 8th day, which is Yom Echad, otherwise known as Yom Shmini LeMiluim, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And in a parallel way, almost a mirror image, Moshe, during the 7 days of Miluim, would instruct Aaron with all the necessary chinuch. Chinuch means the hergel, you know, getting used to the avoda that he would have to do in the Mishkan. And now we have the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. And he needs, again, like Aaron, in the case of Miluim, he too needs Prisha Miishto Shivas Yomim. And he too, at the end, the termination of the Shivas Yomim, he's going to be Mishamish in the Migdash Yom Echad. And Shnei Talmid Chachamim Mitalmidov Shel Moshe. What is that? So that, the Gemara says, is Lafuket Tzdukim. Right, because the Talmidim of the Tzdukim, they had a whole different interpretation of the Akhtara, of the Ketores, Lifnai V'Lifnim. They would put the Ketores on the fire before the Kohen Gadol came into the Kodesh Kadoshim. But Chachamim, the Prushim, rejected that based on the Psukim. They said no, that the Ketores would be placed on the fire only after the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So therefore, the Braisa mentions Talmidov Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Talmidov of Moshe Rabbeinu would make sure that the Kohen Gadol, they would escort the Kohen Gadol, make sure that he did everything Kedasu Kedin, the way it's prescribed by the Purushim against the Tzdukim. And Shnei Talmid Chachomi, Talmidov Shel Moshe, Mosrim Lo, we give him to the Kohen Gadol. Melamdin also called Shivas Yomim Shel Lefnei Yom Kippur Meseder Avoda, Kidei Lechancho Be'avoda. So he should be used to the avoda. Mikan Omru, here's where the Chachamim said that Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippur Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesol Lishkas Farhedrin. And we see clearly that this Braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan, and in all its details, the requirement of Prishon Yom Kippurim is parallel and therefore derived from Prish of Yumei Amiluim, Ukshem Shema Frishin Kohen Gadol, Kach Ma Frishin Kohen Asorev is apart for 7 days before he's ready to do the Srefa. And it says here, Lelishka Shalpnei Habira. So with regard to the Kohen Asorev Sapora, we're going to set him up for a week in a Lishka, which is Alpnei Habira. And again, we had a long discussion about what that means, Lishka She'al Pnei Abira, back on the Beis Amin Aleph. And it's a specific place which is called the Biro, maybe it means the Beis HaMikdash. And then Safona Mizra, it's going to be to the northeastern side of the Azara. And even though the Brites already told us that, just like we makrish the Kohen Gadol who does the Avodah Yom HaKippur, so too we makrish the Kohen Gadol who sorev es hapara, nevertheless there is a difference between the two. In the case of Precious Kohen Gadol, we're going to derive that from the Pasuk, and Precious Kohen Asorev Sapara according to Rabbi Yochanan is only a mile bi alma. But the Echad Zev, whether it's the Kohen Gadol, Ha'oved B'Yom HaKippurim, whether it's the Kohen Asorev Sapora, is Mazanol of Kol Shiva, Mikol Chatos, meaning from Bei Chatos, Shal Yisham, that we're in the Mikdash. V'Yim Tomar, and if you'll ask, how do we know that there's a Din of Hazah? And the answer is, B'Miluim, Dam, and Hochamayim, that in Miluim there was Hazah of the Kohenim, with the Dam of the Karbonos, and here, in the case of Precious Kohen Gadol, the Hazah was with the Mechatos, and the Mayim replaces the Dam. Amrit, Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam, and this is the principle that the Mayim replaces the Dam. Vi Omer, and the Dinim of Prishos that we mentioned, we should derive from another Pasuk with regard to Miluim. It says in Vayikra Ches, Kasher Asav Bayom Azetzi Vashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem Lasos Elu Maisa Aparo Lechaper Elu Maisa Yom HaKippur. Okay then, now the Gemara is going to embark on an explanation for this Braisa, because the Braisa quotes the Pasuk Bezos Yovo Aaron El HaKodesh, and that's with regard to Yom HaKippurim, and that teaches us that the Kohen Gadol is going to go to the Kodesh, and the Prisha, we're going to derive from Prishas, from Parshas Miluim. So the Gemara asks immediately, Hi Vizos, in the Pasuk Vizos Yovo Aaron El HaKodesh Miboile Legufe, we need it for the Pasuk itself to tell us that the Kohen Gadol, in this case Aaron, will have to come and bring his karbonos, as it says, Beparbe Bakol Lechatos V'ayli Ola. So how can you use the word Vizos to teach you Prisha? Amri, we're going to say that e karban lechude lema kra bezeh o bi'ela. If the pasuk is only coming to teach us as far as the carbon is concerned, and bezos yovo aron el hakodesh, then it should have said bezeh o bi'ela. My bezos, bezos is in lashon nekeva, and the answer is shamit minei tarte. We're going to derive two things from this pasuk: not only the gufa pasuk that tells us that he should bring his carbon and Ili Ola, but from the fact that it says Bezos and Lashon Nekeva, it's coming to teach us on Prisha, because Prisha is a Lashon Nekeva, and it teaches me that it has to be Poresh in order to be Yavo El HaKodesh. And then the Braisa says Vi Omer. So the Gemara asks, Umai Vi Omer? Now, if you're deriving Prishas Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim from another pasuk, V'Omer Kasher Oso B'Yom HaZetzi V'Hashem Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem, so why does the Brice have to say that we need a second pasuk to teach me the Chovas Prisha? You already derived the Chovas Prisha from the pasuk Bezos Yovo Aaron Al HaKodesh. And the Gemara says V'Chi Tema, if you would think, if you would argue that we should derive from the pasuk Bezos Yavo Aaron Al Kodesh the Chiyuv Prisha of Kohen Gadol, then Yom HaKippurim Kama Hu Deboi Prisha. How do you know that this is an ongoing Chiyuv Prisha for all generations? Every Kohen Gadol who serves on Yom HaKippurim needs Prisha. Maybe it's only referring to that very first Yom HaKippurim when they served in the Mishkan, and Hu Deboi Prisha, and only in that case the Torah required 7 days of Prisha before the Avodah. And if you need some sort of paradigmic case for that, we have the case of Miluim, where there was a 7-day Prisha for the first Avodah, but only in that particular case. I mean, it's not Halacha L'Doros. I'll be Yom HaKippurim Le'alma for other Yom HaKippurim around the bend that come in the future. Lo, we will not require that the Kohen Gadol be Porish before his Avodah. And therefore, we need a second limud. It's not enough to use bezos. We need the pasuk of lechaper in the parashat Miluim Nami. Or you could say that we cannot derive the chovas prisha from the pasuk bezos yovo aron al hakodesh, because we can interpret it as kohen gadol kama, which means it's referring to Aaron HaKohen. He was the first kohen gadol. And who the boy prisha? He requires prisha before the avod of Yom HaKippurim. And that would apply for every Avodah, every single Yom HaKippurim, but only for Aaron HaKohen. Av HaKohen Gadol B'Alma, but the rest of the Kohanim Gedolim that will now replace Aaron, lo, they don't need Prisha before the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, Tashma, and therefore I need the Pasuk, Kasher Osa. In any event, we see clearly from this Braisa that Prisha's Kohen Gadol Shivas Yomim before the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim is derived from Miluim, and that is a support text for Rabbi Yochanan. And now the Gemara is going to go on to Tanya Kavosin to Reish Lakish to bring a brisa to support Reish Lakish. And this is where we're going to have to stop for tonight. We have run out of time, but let's just make a note of where we got to. We're up to Tanya Kavose de Reish Lakish. And let's see if we can count up from the bottom of the Amud. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Okay, then I wish you a great night and a great Shabbos.